believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, welcome everybody, wherever you are in the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, today's topic for our show is called Key Points for discussing the Symphony of Well-Being. It's the interconnectedness of the body, mind, and soul. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I really love the whole idea of life being a symphony. And I just came back from work earlier today, and I was assisting a lovely young physician or surgeon on a robotic case today. For those of you who don't know that I actually do that, I wear another cap as a assistant surgeon. So I'm actually helping the surgeon do the operation. And I've been in that realm for well over 30 years. And as a nurse, probably well over 45 years. So I've been doing this for a long time. So anyway, it's always fun to go someplace where everything is just flowing deliciously, meaning that things are moving in the right direction. It's almost as if there's a huge alignment where no words need to be said or shared, but everybody's playing their part and doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's like that flow that continues. And it was really beautiful because we were working together. I never worked with a surgeon before, so sometimes that could be a hiccup in itself because you've never met this person. But I decided I was just going to tap into my body and just be fully in the present moment with that situation. And I think this is really, well, I know that this is really a key aspect, that when you are in the present moment, it's like more of the symphony of your well-being and the interconnectedness of the body, mind, and soul can occur. When we have a tendency to be in our head, it's almost like we're driving a car with the emergency brake on, you know, like the dun, 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 dun. And it's like things aren't flowing or they aren't unraveling the way that you would like them to. Yet when you step into the present moment and you're just in the present moment without thinking about what is going on. And as a sidebar with that, I just wanted to add one thing. There's been some uproar in my personal life as far as getting hacked and scammed. And with that in mind, this is what I was dealing with today and having to worry about, you know, connecting with the various authorities and stuff like that to get that under wraps. But I was so focused in the present moment that that was not of an essence. And I knew that right here in the moment I was here with that surgeon and being able to orchestrate this surgery for the patient, which was just amazing. And plus the staff that was involved with it as well. It was just like they all flowed in, you know, like when you're in an orchestra, you play one instrument and you have a certain, you know, length of music that you're going to play, or, and then the other person comes in and, you know, it harmonizes or has another melody. It couldn't have worked out better. So what I'm saying, I thought this was the perfect segue for talking about the importance of having the interconnectedness of the body, mind, and soul. And, you know, of course, you got the first piece of it here. It's just being showing up and being fully present right here, right now in the moment, so that you could show up in your true authenticity and your genuineness. I feel that many people might find it challenging to wrap their brains around this, yet I'm just going to, you know, invite you to play with me with this on one aspect. When you are able to be in the present moment. You are experiencing your emotions, so you're feeling. You're in your body. Your mind, you know, is flowing. You're getting what I call these divine downloads, okay? What that means is like you're so grounded in the present moment, you're so present in this moment of time that you're able to hear the little whispers of saying, you know, you may want to consider this or you may want to consider that. And then you take that piece of information and go into, you know, I call it divine doing or being in your mind. It's like, it's not one or the other. It's the blending of everything that's essential. And our soul is that aspect of who, you know, I call it the secret sauce of what makes us who we are. It's our essence. It's our God spark. It's our intuition. This is all part of who we are. And yes, it's interrelated with your feelings and your thoughts and your beliefs and also your connectedness to everything that's around you and above you. And most importantly, your connectedness to your physical body. Too often people are giving their power away to something outside of themselves, meaning they're looking for answers outside of themselves. They may have this intuitive hint about something, yet they doubt themselves and they jump out of being right here, right now in their body in the present moment. And they're in their mind trying to figure it out or reacting to whatever trigger that has been presented to them. And believe me, we are being uber triggered in these days. Yes, sir. I feel that part of what's happening with all the triggering is a real grand opportunity for people to dig a little deeper within themselves and to look at why you're being triggered and feel. I think what's really important, and I feel what's really important, is sometimes those triggers allow you to go deeper within yourself where you've had those trapped pockets of emotion that were never experienced, that were never, maybe they were suppressed or maybe they were partially experienced. And it was never allowed to come to, those things were never allowed to come to ground zero point where it has no charge on you. So the triggers are really, you know, a gift from the universe or whoever is triggering you to allow you to look deeper, because our natural tendency as human beings is to want to go into react mode and just, you know, spew things back or maybe cover up what we're feeling because we're so embarrassed or ashamed. But really, what's really important is this. It's about experiencing what you are experiencing. For an example, say you get triggered by something, you get violated, okay? You feel like you were violated. I invite you to get a piece of paper and a pen out and just write down violated and just what comes next, angry, really annoyed, feeling betrayed, you know, mistrusted, everything that you feel, and just allow yourself as you're writing it to, you know, to feel that and just really feel what this trigger is really bringing up within you. Because the gold nugget is this: when you're able to see what's been hiding back there, moving from unconsciousness to consciousness, to unawareness to awareness, from under the iceberg to moving up to the tip of the iceberg, well, however you want to look at it, it's a true gift, because you're allowing yourself the grace to observe this, feel it, and, you know, yes, experience that. If you feel like you need to shed tears or be in a rage or whatever that is, just allow yourself to experience that. What I'm going to tell you is this. Once you unload a lot of that, I'm going to say, energetic debris and burden, it's going to create so much real estate in your space that you're not going to be tired anymore. You're going to have a lot more energy. You may require less sleep. Your creativity is going to bounce back and allow you to experience more of being in this flow, okay? Call it grace, divine being, whatever that, whatever you want to label it, but it's like your symphony is coming to full potential. When I also want to talk about this, because this is kind of coming up a little bit as well. You know, our natural tendency, you know, when we have these emotional things come up, we have a tendency to, you know, maybe be embarrassed, or we're beating ourselves up, or saying we should have known better, or it's about, you know, we aren't too kind about ourselves. So if that starts to happen, I just invite you to really focus on self-compassion. I feel that there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of emotions flying around that are chaotic. And a lot of times they're projections of what's happening with a person. It probably has nothing to do with you. Yet some of these people are either awake and aware, waking up, or still asleep. So if they're still asleep, they're just flinging their stuff energetically all over the place and hoping that it'll stick on somebody as they project, and they'll take it on as their own to heal it for them. Not so much anymore. That's why when you're awakening, that it's so important to know that you are stepping into, I'm going to say, uncharted territory. It could be scary and unfamiliar. There's usually no roadmap. It's like, okay, now what? I'm awake, now what? So it's like about really learning how to just give yourself a lot of self-compassion. And we've talked about words and the power of words before in a previous episode on our show here. And this is where it's really crucial that you don't have to figure out what self-compassion is. The word itself has a vibratory frequency to it, just like every word. Some words vibrate higher at a higher frequency than others. Of course, the obvious thing is like the real pleasant things like love, you're beautiful, I appreciate you, vibrate higher than I hate you, you're worthless, and you're stupid. Okay. You could feel the difference when you talk, when you even say those words. So I invite you, if you're even having problems just wrapping the whole concept of just saying a word and it's going to make me feel better, I invite you to a challenge to do that. Focus on the word and feel the word self-compassion. And when you're in doubt, just, or you feel like you're going to start going down the rabbit hole or pop out of being in your body and going to your head, just focus on the word self-compassion, self-compassion, self-compassion. What is really happening when you do that is this: the self-compassion vibrates higher than the judgment, the criticism that we are probably projecting out or that we have within ourselves. It's a higher vibration. It's almost like you're flooding that area with a higher vibrating energy. And this is going to allow that, and you focus on that more and more, it's going to allow the vibration of that higher frequency to dissipate the lower vibration. It's really that simple. I think a lot of people try to make it way more complicated than you know. So, you know, these are some things to consider, because I feel right now humanity is what I call ripe for picking. What I mean by that, it's like we're ready to come into our power, take our power back, and also to step up for ourselves and to claim our sovereign right to be here right at this time, because believe it or not, we all chose to be here at this time, and we're witnessing amazing things that are unfolding in our universe. Some of them we label as not so pleasant, yet they may be a necessity to where we need to go next. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive and energy whisperer. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about creating more of a symphony in your life for your well-being. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we are talking about the symphony of well-being, the interconnectedness of the body, mind, and soul, and how that is so much it resembles so much of a symphony, and how every part of us has a way of interconnecting and going with the flow when we allow that to happen without getting in our way. How many of us do that? So before break, I was kind of sharing some stories from my day, and you know, the whole importance of really being grounded in your body and being in the moment, right here, right now. And you know that sometimes that's easier said than done, because we're all uber busy and we have so many plates spinning in the air thinking we have to do this. The key is, well, sometimes if you just stop and just take a deep breath and just ground yourself, you'll be able to get more done in a short period of time. So before we left for our first break, we talked about self-compassion. And Sarah pipes in here too that, I like the self-compassion, it vibrates higher. Absolutely, it does. And if you ever have doubts about that, just play with different words. You know, just say, okay, love, and you could feel what that feels like. And, you know, maybe do the polar opposite. Fear. You could feel what that feels like. It's like you could tell where these words are in harmony of and frequency of what's kind of going on. So that's why it's always good to choose higher vibrating words. Of course, you know, cuss words and stuff like that, they're fun, especially when you're being triggered and, you know, you want to just let off some steam. By all means do, but just don't get stuck there and don't make it a habit of you know, wanting to, you know, be a badmouth Betty or, you know, a truck driver or, you know, I'm profiling, I guess. But the thing is, it's like, you know, just be mindful of the words that you say, not only from your mouth, the ones you say internally as well. So important. What I want to talk about now is the integration of how the body, mind, and soul works together. And they're not separate parts, okay? And I'm going to just use Western medicine as an example because that's where I've been most of my career. I feel that in Western medicine, there is definitely boxes where they put, you know, different systems, you know, like the nervous system or the head in one box and, you know, the bones in another box and the circulatory system in another box. And, you know, when you're studying anatomy and physiology, maybe that's a great way to learn it. And I feel we have a tendency to, I want to say, bastardize it a little bit because it's more connected. Things are more connected in our physical body than you will ever know. And I don't think we will even have the capability to know that in my lifetime, maybe in another couple lifetimes. Yes. But right now it's like we have an inkling suspicion of how things may be working. But I feel that as time goes on, there's going to be more and more technological advances that are going to allow us to look into deeper areas that have not been charted yet. With that in mind, just know that everything is connected. You know that song, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone's connected to the, you know, everything is connected, even though you don't think it is, because there's vessels, there's nerves, there's hormones, there's bones, there's organ systems. They're all part of who you are. And they all work in orchestra and harmony with each other if we allow them to do their job and we listen and are present in our physical body. That's the point right there. Many of us have a tendency to disassociate ourselves from our physical bodies. It's like the head is doing all this stuff up here and it's like stops here and there's no energy down here. I'm going to share funny stories from the OR, from my OR days there and being in the surgery ward. When patients come in for surgery, it's like, it's a scary situation. Okay. You know, anybody who's had surgery knows this. And, you know, a lot of times they're looking around when they come in the room for anybody who can anchor them, which is really interesting. So I always do my best to be the person who connects with them and just is fully present with them so they could be there and be supported, because really that's what they're wanting. And so a lot of times what I see too when patients come in, I could see energy fields. So it's like there's a lot of energy around their head and nothing around the rest of their body. And what I know from the energetics of things is that when you're fully present in your body, your energy field fills out. It's almost like a superimposed hologram over you. And I wouldn't say it's a hologram. It's probably your energy field, your aura, maybe another word for it. And oftentimes what I will do is stand by the patient's feet as I'm talking to them and just touch their feet and just chit chat. And what I'm doing on, you know, a quiet level is energetically pulling the energy from their head into their body down to their feet. And why I think this is important is this. When you're fully present in your body and you're having surgery, I feel that you will be doing a lot better. You're going to have a better outcome than if you were like nervous and anxious and in your head, you know, worrying about things. I do my best to do that, but also talk to them in a gentle voice and really connect with them heart to heart because they're scared shitless. They really are. And sometimes they just want to know they're going to be okay. And just offering, you know, support and just comfort and just being there for them speaks volumes. And we know that this is true because patients feel this when they are present there, but when they are anesthetized, you know, people say, oh, they can't feel things or whatever. That is a fallacy. We know that they can, because energetically you are still in the room, even though you're anesthetized. And I had the opportunity earlier in my career, when I was on the East Coast, to work at Yale New Haven Hospital, and I worked with Dr. Bernie Siegel, who was a pioneer of, probably I want to say he was one of the grandfathers of the whole alternative and integrative movement, complementary and alternative medicine. And he was like one of the forerunners and the pioneers. And I remember one time he shared a story about he had a patient who, he was a general surgeon, and the patient wasn't doing so well and started bleeding profusely. And he basically said out loud to her, Mary, you need to stop that right now, because we're trying to get things under control. And of course, they got it stopped. He didn't really put two and two together until he went to visit her post-op. And Mary said to Dr. Siegel, you know, I heard you telling me to stop bleeding. So it's like your body is still there and it's getting messages. So when we are really connected and aligned with our body, mind, and soul, it's like having this delicious orchestra within yourself. You know, you may be, you know, ebbing and flowing with the music, and, you know, maybe the body wants to move, but the mind wants to sleep. And then maybe the mind wants to get up, and you're feeling like, okay, I got all these emotions going on, and I don't want to feel, but I want to feel. It's just like everything's kind of happening all at once. And that's the way it should. We should be in a flow instead of trying to control what we're experiencing. I feel many of us are control fiends. I mean, recovering one here. And we don't really cut ourselves the grace of just allowing ourselves to be. We feel like we have to be doing something in order to be productive. So I'm just going to invite you just to sit with that and contemplate that. Where in your life are you out of alignment? So you're having a, I'm going to say, what's the, you know, you're not having a symphony. You're having a band with all the new players in it, you know, squeaking and honking and whatever. I mean, you got the visual on that, and nobody's like, everybody's playing out of tune, and nobody's like, you know, everybody's playing their own little song, and it's not going together well at all. That's probably the best description of what, you know, when our body, mind, and soul are not working together. It's like everybody is bouncing off of each other, and it's not making any sense. And, you know, when that happens, we just have to stop what we're doing, take a deep breath, and just allow ourselves to become more grounded. When we take a deep breath, you take a deep breath, you're able to land in your body. So you're more present in the moment. Some things to ponder, you know, like I said, where in your life are you noticing things that are out of harmony that you would like to, you know, maybe experience more harmony? You know, maybe write those down. It doesn't hurt. Sometimes when you write things down, you gain more clarity, because you're getting another sense involved instead of just thinking or feeling. It's like you're marrying thinking and feeling together when you write. Think about that and feel that too. So we're going to get ready to go on another break already. I can't believe it. And we've been talking about the symphony of well-being, integrating the body, mind, and soul. And you're listening to Dolores Fazzino on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. So when we return, we're going to go into a little guided meditation so you could get a sample of what this may taste like for you. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking today about the symphony of well-being, and we've shared some stories in the first segment and talked about self-compassion on this, you know, and then we talked a little bit about, you know, just aligning your body, mind, and soul, and what it's like when it's not aligned, when each part of, you know, our body, mind, and soul are doing different things and they're not playing nicely in the sandbox. You know, sometimes we are, you know, trying to control things or trying to make things perfect. We have this idea of what it should look like when in essence, we are controlling it and not allowing it for what it needs to be. Sometimes it's a scary thought, just giving up, relinquishing that control. It's like you're hanging onto the windowsill and slowly each finger goes up and up and you're just hanging on by your pinkies and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't handle this. But the good news is that we are always protected. We're always safe. And we sometimes don't believe that, number one. Number two, try to talk ourselves out of that because we go down the fear rabbit hole. So I invite you, if that's you, you may want to just work on your self-compassion. So like I always like to do on the Dr. Dolores Show, I always like to do a 5-minute guided meditation to kind of integrate what we've talked about and get a flair and a feeling and an experience for you to make it more experiential. So I invite you, we're going to do a guided meditation to help you get more, I'm going to say aligned, but also to have your body, mind, and soul to play nicely in the sandbox. That sounds like a good job and a good plan. So right now, I just invite you to find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed and just sit or lie down if you prefer in a comfortable position. And if you're comfortable enough, just close your eyes. And just allow yourself to take a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to inhale slowly through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Do that again. Inhale slowly through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. One last time. Just take another inhale in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And just allow your breathing to return to its normal inhale and exhale patterning. And know that with every inhale that you make and every exhale that you take, you're going to become more and more relaxed. There's really nothing to do. Just allow yourself to be. So as you're just lying there or sitting there, just notice sensations in your body. Notice if there's any areas of tension, and if there is, just make note of it. Are there any places that feel relaxed? Bring your awareness to your feet, feeling the ground beneath you, and slowly move your attention up your legs, your torso, your arms, your head, and notice any sensations you experience without judgment. Now let go of any thoughts or worries and just simply observe your thoughts as they come and go, just like a little screen, a movie screen that starts and it just keeps going. Allow yourself to just allow it to flow. Don't engage with them, with your thoughts. Just watch them pass by like clouds in the sky. And then bring your attention back to your breath. Now connect with your inner self. Imagine a warm, glowing light within you. And just feel what that feels like. This light represents your soul. And just allow this light to expand and fill your entire being. Allow it to move down your legs, all the way down to your bottoms of your feet, all the way through your abdomen, your chest, all the way up to your shoulders, down both your arms, up through your head, and out the top of your head. And just fill yourself up with that light. And just allow it to permeate beyond the vessel of your physical body. Feel a sense of peace and connection that you're experiencing with this right now. Just be with that for a moment and really take that in and feel that. There's a comfort with that. A sense of coming home. So know that you could come to this place anytime you choose. Just imagine this feeling. And how comfortable it feels like as it wraps around who you are internally and externally. It's like downing a beautiful warm blanket. So when you're ready, know that you could come back to this at any time. Just imagine this essence of this beautiful blanket that's wrapping, that's your soul, that's wrapping through you and around you, cocooning you, if you want to call it that. So once again, bring your attention back to your body. Take a few deep breaths, wiggle your fingers and toes, and gently open your eyes. Welcome back, everybody. Even though I share a meditation with you, I'm getting the benefits of it as well. By just saying the words allows you to be in a different state. When you're hearing that and sensing that and feeling that and just allowing it to soak into your body, you're allowing yourself the gift of being a symphony within yourself. Some of you may feel a sense of calm and centeredness. Or not, whatever it is, it's going to be unique to you. And just take a moment to appreciate this connection between your body, mind, and soul. And I invite you to listen to this again. Because when we do any type of mindful activity or even meditation, which is a mindful activity, it's a practice. So the more we do it, the easier it becomes. So just allow the essence that you experienced to be with you. Just because the meditation is over doesn't mean it stops there. It continues and then continues to unfold and be part of who you are as long as you stay fully present. And that may be the challenge that I invite people to consider. How often can you stay fully present no matter what is going on around you? Okay. So we've talked about quite a few things today on our show, and I feel like some of the real gold wisdom, gold things are, is just making sense of what's going on in our world today. You might as well just say, okay, not sure, and just trust. I feel the most important thing we could do right now as we maneuver through our human experience here on Earth is just to trust the process, even though we cannot see the bigger picture of what's going on right now. So with that in mind, we're going to go for our next break and, just hang on to that inner peace that you're having and just allow it to really be an important aspect of your life, an important value maybe. Inner peace is, I think it's the new superpower, for lack of a better description. But what an amazing one to have. Just be in the present moment right here, right now. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I think I already said that. But anyway, and we're talking about the symphony of well-being. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for this episode. Take care.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and this is the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And, you know, you probably heard in the infomercials about this program that's coming up. And I want to share some more about that because I'm very passionate about this. And I feel the timing for this is perfect for so many people who are struggling, trying to find out what's next for them, especially if they have woken up to be on a spiritual journey. I mean, they're opening up to their spirituality. So it's called I'm Awake, Now What? Perfect name, huh? And it's launching August 6th. And what it is, it's a monthly membership subscription where we're going to have a Zoom call the first Tuesday of the month, and it's going to be recorded, and it's a community. And so you're going to meet people from all over the world. We already have people registered from all over the world, which is very exciting. And it's going to offer support, insight, tools, and community. So there's going to be a resource page there for people if they're working on certain aspects in their life, maybe self-forgiveness or even forgiveness or even like compassion. There are going to be sections on that with resources for you or articles or something that I feel are very helpful to get for you on your journey. I'm co-partnering with a dear friend of mine, Cozy Stankatis, and she's a body talk practitioner, and she's really, really good at her stuff. So the two of us together will co-host this, and we're so excited. So if this is something that you're wanting and really desiring, please go to this link, www.drdoloresfazzino.com/I'm-awake-now-what. And I think you'll really enjoy our little reel that's there too. I am going to do a shout out to my friend Dijon, who actually put that together, and he's been a real, real help and a gift for this project. So please join us. We'd love to have you. I believe that this is going to be exciting. So, you know, we talked a lot about the symphony of well-being on the show today, and it's actually the integration of the body, mind, and soul. So they're all working together in harmony, and everybody knows their parts, and it's not like you're driving through life with the emergency brake when one part is out of whack, and it's just like, you know, so it's like a flow. It's an even flow, and everything's kind of coming in and going where it needs to and moving back and forward. It's like moving. And I think going with the flow, it's like being water going down a creek bed. The water just goes around the rocks and, you know, maneuvers around, and it doesn't really get bogged up until somebody puts a dam there and it does. But what I'm saying is that when we allow the flow to naturally happen, we could be in the present moment. We don't get caught sideways when stuff happens in our life, and we're able to gain wisdom from a different aspect of ourselves that's going to assist us as we move forward. So, you know, some of the things that I just want to, the key takeaway points from our show today is that self-care is essential, okay? You know, when we talk about body, mind, and soul, that's self-care. Integrating your body, mind, and soul, important. We're learning how to build resilience, developing coping mechanisms and strategies to overcome challenges is a key to fulfilling, to a fulfilling life. So when you're able to have life kind of flow together, it's like your staying power and your ability to move forward and make the right decisions for you gets enhanced. It's the power of connection, okay? It's connecting the body, mind, and the soul together. When they're connected together, they're more powerful than if they're by themselves. It's very synergistic, okay? Mindfulness and meditation. We talked a little bit about, you know, the guided meditation I shared with you. Important. Really practice. It's, you know, when you learn something new, we get better and better at it the more we do it over and over. And, you know, if things are really challenging for you, you know, that's okay. Know that, you know, seek somebody out to talk to. Right now, you have to realize you're not by yourself. There are other people around you, and it's really important to come together in community. So I really want to say this one thing is our mental health is as important as our physical health. And we need to prioritize. And we also need to integrate our spiritual health and well-being in with that as well. Because your spiritual health and well-being is, I'm going to say, the glue that holds it all, the body, mind, and soul together. Your journey to well-being is unique. So be patient and kind to yourself. And remember, self-compassion has a high vibrating frequency to it. And the more that you could focus on that word, I know that you're going to feel better and more grounded in your life. So I want to leave you with this quote by John Milton. The mind, it is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell or a hell of heaven. Just think about that. So when you're in your mind, just know that if you're trying to control things, maybe you need to take a deep breath and just allow yourself to be in the flow. So next week on the Dr. Dolores Show, we're going to be talking about rekindling self-compassion. Oh, what a segue into next week. So I'm just going to read from my notes here. It says, feeling like your self-care routine is stuck on repeat, maybe those bubble baths and meditation sessions just don't spark the joy they used to. Self-compassion is a cornerstone of mental well-being and can become a familiar practice, even a chore. But what if we could do more? So next week, let's learn more. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And just remember to be kind to yourself. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.